God's promised is received through faith. Everything that God promised to his people back then, and the promises which he promises to us now, those shall be received if we have faith. Good day and welcome to another episode of State of Mind with JB. And please welcome to another episode of the Sinus Mesh Edition. Today we look at God's promise is received through faith. Everything God gives according to people who have faith in him. Doesn't matter if you obey the law or you don't obey his law. What remains is your faith in God. Just like in the book of Romans 4 from verse 13 to 25. It all talks about Abraham, who is our spiritual father. Let me go to the scripture reading and see what it says about God's promise is received through faith. When God promised Abraham and his descendants that the world would belong to him, he did so. And not because Abraham obeyed the law, but because he believed and was accepted as the righteous one by God. For if what God promises is to be given to those who obey the law, then faith means nothing. God's promise is worthless. The law brings down God's anger, but where there is no law, there is no disobeying of the law. And so the promise was based on faith. In order that the promise should be granted as God's free gift to all of Abraham's descendants, not just to those who obeyed the law, but also to those who believed as Abraham did. For Abraham is the spiritual father of all of us. As the scripture says, I have made you father of my many nations. So the promise is good in the sight of God, in whom Abraham believed. The God who brings the dead to life and whose command brings into being what did not exist. Abraham believed and hoped, even when there was no reason for hoping, and so became the father of many nations. Just as the scripture says, your descendants will be as many as the stars. He was then almost 100 years, but his faith did not weaken when he thought of his body, which was already practically dead, or the fact that Sarah could not have children. His faith did not leave him, and he did not doubt God's promise. His faith filled him with power, and he gave praise to God. He was absolutely sure that God would be able to do what he had promised. That is why Abraham, through faith, was accepted as God's righteousness by God, or was accepted as God's righteousness once by God. The words, he was accepted as the right as once, the right one, were not written for him alone. They were also written for us who are to be accepted as the righteous ones, who believe in him, who raised Jesus our Lord from death. Because of our sins, he was given over to die, and he was raised to life in order to put us right with God. So this is the problem with us as people. Our issue is that instead of us having faith and staying in one place with what God tells us, we tend to forget and tend to shy away from what God promised us as I've said in before, what's happening on earth is moving very fast. God doesn't do things fastly. God's timing takes time. Why? Because God is judging us through faith. We have to, for everything to take place, for us to receive what God has promised us, we have to build up faith. You see, the story of Abraham shows the light. God told Abraham that he is going to have a child. But if you looked at Abraham's wife, if you were to compare with what is happening at our current time, it's obvious that Sarah could not get any children. And because her age had passed, in our normal time, a woman gets pregnant around her late 20s and maybe around the age of 35 or early 20s. That's when a woman gets children. But Sarah took long time, and it was not Sarah alone. Even Pastor Zachariah's wife took a long, long time. Why? Why was this so? It's because they had faith in God. Here I am, blessing. Yes, blessing. Blessing would be facing difficult times. Okay, instead of blessing, sticking to faith, there's one thing that blessing will say: God, where are you? God, I cannot see you. Okay, that's what blessing would do. Any blessing as a human being would say, I can't see you, God. Okay, you made thousands of promises to me, but here I am. I'm living with hunger. You see, before the issue with blessing would be that blessing is gonna place the blame on who? God. You see, God promised me that I will be rich, but here I am. Nothing is happening. Blessing will rush what God has promised to take place. You know, there's two different things. Blessing would might obey the law. I'm giving an example. Blessing might obey the law, but may be in a rush to receive God's gifts. Why is this so? It's because blessing has limited faith. Faith requires us to believe in hope, as Abraham did. To believe in hope, even if we have no reason to believe. But we just have to believe in everything, that God is going to grant us everything that we need to have. What He promised, He's gonna give us. Sometimes God may promise something to you, and you might assume it's meant for you. You might even pass away, but your children or your grandchildren are the ones who are going to get what God said was for you. That gift, as long as it is in your line. Obviously, if it's for you, it might not meant directly to you. But since your children or grandchildren are standing in your place when you are gone, they might receive it. But the only thing which we have to have is faith. Never lose faith with God. Okay? Keep everything in line. Keep everything in check. Do not rush things. Yes, and as things are rushed, we all want to be successful. But we cannot all be successful. Today's episode was just a reminder that everything requires us to have faith. Because at the beginning, up there it said, at first one, it's because Abraham, as you see, when God promised Abraham and his descendants that the world would belong to him, had died, he did so, and not because Abraham obeyed the law. And if you look at the story which was about Moses, Moses was told that he is going to take out the children of Israel out of Egypt and take them to the promised land. But along the way, God didn't say it was Moses who was going to arrive with them to the promised land. Moses had his job of what? Taking them out. He didn't, it was not him. Moses just believed and had faith in what God told him. As the promised which was there didn't die. The funny thing which we should understand is that God's promises don't die when you die. God's promises does not require you to live forever. Sometimes it might be meant for the generation in your family line which is going to come after you. You are just the one who is being told that something will happen. It doesn't certainly mean it's going to be you who receives that gift or received that promise. You just have to keep what your faith in God and believe, yes, a time will come, but it's not, it doesn't directly mean that it's you who's going to get that faith. It might be the generation which comes behind you. So always stick to faith. Do not lose faith. I know people will ask, what is faith anyway? Okay, faith is to hope. Yes, it is to hope, and hope, whether you like it or not, it doesn't matter. If you see it, if there's a reason, you just have to keep on believing and going with God in whatever He tells you to live your life. Okay? For God gives happiness to each and every one of us. He grants us, He loves us, He cares about us. Even if we look at our time now, we are facing COVID-19. A lot of people, we are all crying now. Some of us had to go or are still going through a lot of months and tough times without even going to the temple, without even going to our place of worship, without you going to your mosques, without you going wherever you used to worship, where you enjoyed your best comfort with God. But it doesn't mean that because the doors are closed, you have to stop believing. You just have to keep on believing that God still loves you. God is there for you. Everything will be fine. If God tells you that nothing will go wrong with your life, but it doesn't mean that you won't get sick along the way. When God says that you're going to get something, don't expect it that it will come easy, because it is said that easy come, easy go. If you don't search for it, it will go away. Exactly. If you don't have faith and you receive something, I'm not saying I'm wrong, but something which you have to understand is that faith plays a key role in all our lives, but we have to keep on moving. Faith is like the part when a person sweats for the gift which God wants to give you. So never lose faith. Keep your faith in God. Everything shall turn out to be all right. I'm JB State. Please enjoy your week and kickstart with faith. Don't lose faith. I know along the week things may happen. You might get stressed. Stress is something which is temporary from a point of view. We can never ever run away from it. It's there. You see it. You breathe it. Stress and problems, they were there even back in the biblical times. They will always be there, those ones. Unexpected. They're just there. But we have to have faith and do not run away from faith. Keep it together. Keep it locked inside you. Enjoy your week. Kickstart everything. And please be happy. Keep yourself safe. Until we meet again, I'm JB State. You can find me on Instagram and Facebook as JB State, and you can find me on Twitter as JB State too. I thank you, and never be too shy to express yourself.